Hi, friends. Welcome to Your Life, Your Story. I'm your host, Jill O'Boyle. This podcast is all about turning your battles into breakthroughs and helping you rise up. Perhaps you feel stuck. Life feels heavy right now. You want to numb the pain with all the wrong things in life just to get by. But could your battles in your life actually be perfectly placed in your life for a reason? Could you use these battles as your breakthrough? On this podcast, I will uncover how you can do just that. Not only will I share my personal story, but I am honored to have some amazing guests on the show who are opening up about their life and the battles they have gone through. But through faith and God's calling, they didn't give up. They're now living their best life. And here's the thing, so can you. So if you're there, you're ready to let go of the chains and discover freedom on the other side, then join me inside and let's rise up together. Hey friends, and welcome back to another episode of Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up. I'm your host, Jill O'Boyle. Have you ever wondered why you do what you do? I mean, has it ever even crossed your mind? Like, why are you currently in the role you are in right now? How did you get there? Did it just fall into your lap, or was it something that you worked really hard to achieve? And does what you are doing right now light you up on the majority of the days? Like, there's a fire inside of you that wakes up knowing every single day this is where you are meant to be, and this is exactly what you were called to do. If not, I want to ask you a question. Why are you settling? So today, I thought I would take a minute to reintroduce myself. Some of you are new followers and just know me as Jill O'Boyle, the podcast host, right? But I've made some shifts in my business recently, and so I thought it'd be a good time to just make a reintroduction and honestly tell you why I do what I do. But before I do that, I want you to truly ask yourself this question. Do you still want the thing you always thought you wanted? Think about that for a minute. Do you still want the thing you always thought you wanted? So think about that, because I'm going to come back to that in a minute. So for those of you that don't know me outside of this podcast, I am Jill O'Boyle. I'm a high performance coach specializing in communication, productivity, and purpose. So basically, I help high achieving project managers, professional women in corporate who are currently burned out. They're working 70 hours or more a week. They're disconnected from their family and their friends. And let's be honest, usually disconnected from themselves and probably God. So I assist my clients by getting to the root of their problems. It's what's keeping them stuck on that hamster wheel of busy work, stress, and being unfulfilled. And we work together to create a mapped out framework and plan that ultimately allows them to get more done, enjoy the work that they do, aligning their work with their purpose, and then ultimately having a hard stop at 5 o'clock so that they can have more freedom, have more happiness in their life, and spend it with the ones that they love most. Because let's be honest, if we're going to spend a third of our day working, shouldn't we be enjoying the work that we do, right? So ultimately, my mission as a coach is to be their accountability partner, to help them transform them from a life of overwhelm, low energy, and being unfulfilled to thriving in both their personal and professional life. And that's why I do what I do. I love to see the transformation in my clients. And my coaching style is a little bit different. There's no excuses in my coaching style. I am your accountability partner. I work with you. I don't put you off on your own island to figure it out. It's a hands-on approach. And we break limiting beliefs. We break the old patterns, the things that are constantly keeping you stuck. And together, we achieve results and we have fun while we do it, because that is number one in my book. So here's the deal. I absolutely love what I do. Like, nothing lights me up more than helping someone succeed and kick ass in life and business. Like, when I can see that for my clients, like, that is the ultimate joy of my life. Because for far too long, I was living my life on that hamster wheel of busy work. I was stressed out. a burned out project manager. I was working ridiculous amount of hours. I was completely disconnected from my spouse, my kids, myself, God. Like, I knew there had to be a better way. So if you haven't heard my story, you can go back to episode 1, 2, and 3, really talk about where I lost my way in life. But I knew there was a better way. And so I became laser focused. I shifted my mindset. And for once in my life, I finally, oh my gosh, finally set boundaries. And it finally worked. So now I'm using my lessons, tools, and productivity habits, shifts that I've done in my life to help someone maybe just like you that's losing hope, coming home exhausted, and thinking, I guess it's just, this is just the way life has to be. Let me be clear. It does not. And you can choose. That's the great thing about life is we have a choice. We can choose to settle and just stay doing the same patterns over and over and over and hope for different results. Or we can make a choice to change. Hire somebody who's already been there, done that, figured it out so that you can get to your life much quicker. Which one sounds like the better way? Okay, so let's go back because I want to ask you that question I asked you. Do you guys remember? Are you in a role or position right now that you love, you desire, you get fired up every day about it? Like, have you checked in with yourself lately and made sure that you still want that thing that you always thought you wanted? And if the answer is yes, that's awesome. I'm guessing you've aligned your purpose with your work and it's rewarding, it's fulfilling, it's bringing you happiness, you're having fun while you're doing it. That is awesome. But if you're pondering that question and you're feeling hesitant to answer or you're just not sure, then I would love for you to start doing some self-discovery work. Like, start asking yourself, why do I do the thing I do? And then answer these three questions. Is it, 1, because you love it? 2, because you feel like you have to? Like, you've always done it, so why change? Or is it 3, well, because someone told me I should? So if you answered anything other than 1, because I love it, then I want you to go deeper. Just because you've always done something doesn't mean you have to stay doing it. If it's not bringing you these 3 very important things, peace, purpose, and profits, then you're wasting your time. It's actually too expensive. Here's the thing. When you are doing something because there is a greater reward, a greater purpose, a greater meaning behind what you are doing, I truly believe it changes the way you see life and impacts the lives of those around you as well. They start seeing a difference in you, the way you're showing up for yourself and for other people. So I left my corporate job of 11 years, a job that honestly at one time I absolutely loved. I thought it would be my forever job. Until one day I started feeling my passion become a burden. Like, the one thing that I used to love to do every day was starting to be a nag, and it was just an unshakable feeling. I was stressed all the time. My self-worth and my identity started becoming my identity. I was being shaped by my title, my career, and while I did all that, and while I was attaching myself to that, and when I started losing all that passion, I started losing everything around me because of it. So I knew I had to make some changes. I had to make some changes and progress to create a better life for me and my family. And so I started thinking about, what are my strengths? What are my talents and my gifts that God has already blessed me with? And I started to get clear on where I wanted my life and business to go next. I knew from the time I was a little girl that I was a leader. I knew I was born to do something great. I was independent and I loved to talk. Still do. And probably why I got in trouble in the classroom a lot was I just had a lot to say and I wanted to help a lot of people out. And I've always have loved to share stories. I love to write. I love to see someone else succeed and cheer them on. I loved helping people. I loved being a cheerleader back in my high school days. Go Rough Riders for any St. Mary's friends listening. I love celebrating victories of people. I loved planning events and hosting parties. I love still to host parties. I love people, you guys. Like when there is people, I am energized. Where there is Jill, there is people because I need a lot of you guys around me. You guys energize me. And I, as one of my friends says, when Jill shows up, the party shows up. And I was like, dude, I love that. I'm putting that on my wall. So listen, I was born with a lot of gifts and so are you. I was born to be a motivational speaker and a coach. It's my natural wheelhouse of things that I'm just great at. You have those same gifts and talents, maybe not the same as mine, but you have your own. So what are they? Do you know? Because let me be honest, it takes dedication to find out. It takes motivation. And most importantly, it takes accountability. Just like anything in life, it takes progress and commitment. And what I believe is I believe that everyone wants more of something, right? Like we all want more of something. You either want more success, more happiness. You want more passion for your relationships or in your marriage. You want more energy. You want more time. You want more meaning. You want to be more productive. You probably want more money, right? I mean, more money wouldn't be bad either. We want the good life. But how do you achieve the good life? You have to commit to reaching your full potential. You have to commit. Progress equals happiness. If you are progressing personally, professionally, emotionally, spiritually, you will be happy, guaranteed. Happiness will come from setting a goal and then moving towards that goal every day, step by step until you finally achieve it, and you will. So, let me ask you this question. What is it for you that you have been meaning to do, but you're too afraid to tackle it? What journey of life have you been just craving to live or want to be living? Is it a new role? Is it to start your own business? Is it to become more healthy in your life? Is it to renew a passion in your relationship or in your marriage? What is it for you? Everybody has something, I believe, that we want to have more of something. What is it for you? And whatever it is, let me tell you, you can become a high performer in that area of your life. You can become a high performer in all areas of your life. But to get there, you're going to need a few things. One, you're definitely going to need to focus. You'll need more focus. You'll need to have some confidence. You're going to need the energy. And you'll need some accountability and influence. Because let's be honest, you guys all know I talk about mindset, how our mind can hold us back, fear can hold us back. It's not an easy task to complete on your own. And that's why someone like me, a high performance coach, is here to be there for you. I bring back my cheerleading days from high school, and I'm here to cheer you on. I'm here to motivate you. I'm here to hold you accountable. Why? Because I know you can achieve it. Everything that you want in your life is achievable when you focus, you put your mind to it, and you have somebody by your side that's not going to let you fail. So I want to help you achieve more in your life. I want to help you achieve that breakthrough success that you've been dying for and you so deserve. You so deserve it. So think about that. There's something in your mind that I just popped up and you're like, oh gosh, she really just dug in there and drove up my driveway and she is calling me out on that thing that I have not done. Well, embrace that. Is it pulling on your heart? Do you know that you need want to get over it? Or do you want to stay on that hamster wheel, just keep spinning? You have a choice. It starts with you. But if you are ready to break through the barriers that's been holding you hostage for far too long, if you're ready to reach your full potential, then by all means, girl, let's connect. I would love to have a free call with you. This is what I do every day, and I love it. I meet with people that are just like you. We have a 30-minute, really laser-focused clarity session to figure out where you're at, what's keeping you stuck, and how we can overcome that and get you on to living a life that you deserve. So if you want to do that, there you can go to the show notes. You can click Let's Connect, free clarity chat with Jill, and you can get that call scheduled right now. You have nothing to lose. It's completely free, and I would love to get to know you and see how we can get you into a life that you deserve. Because you matter. Your life matters. So let's break through what's holding you back from achieving it, and let's start reaching your full potential starting now. I hope this resonated with you. I love providing you this content. If there's ever anything that you want more of, I love to hear from all of my listeners. So reach out. Let me know what's resonating with you, what you want me to speak more on, and I would be happy to focus my podcast towards anything that's going to help you guys get to your next level, help you rise up. So remember, guys, go out, make it a great day, be you, love life, rise up. You got this. Talk to you soon. Okay, friends, that is it for today. If you like this episode, please give it a like and share it with a friend. To make sure you stay up to date and never miss an episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I love helping you rise up. Until next time, go out and make it a great day.